弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you。
今天是2018年的最后一个主日。
Today is the last Sunday of 2018。
我们再一起来敬拜我们的神。
We have the opportunity to come here and worship our Lord。
今天也是一个特别有特别的挑战在我们中间。
And today there is a special challenge among us。
对我来说，这是第一次在联合敬拜中讲到。
To me, this is the first time I preach with the joint service.
我们也请大家祷告，求神给我和我们的翻译弟兄，我们有好的配搭。
And I ask you to pray for me and also the interpreter so that we could serve the Lord.
今天我们刚才读的经文是诗篇的九十篇。
The scripture that we have just read is from Psalm 90.
我不知道弟兄姐妹知道不知道这首诗篇的作者是谁。
I don't know if you know who the author of the psalm is.
如果你还不知道这个诗篇的作者是摩西。
If you don't, actually the author is Moses.
这个诗篇呢也是整个的所有的诗篇之中最古老的一篇。
Among all the psalms in the book of Psalms, this is actually the oldest.
我们也借着这一个诗篇，我们来思考一个题目。
Let us meditate on this psalm on a topic.
我们来思考智慧的人生。
We're going to think about the wisdom of life.
特别我们要思考怎么样数算我们的日子。
In particular, we need to know how to count our days in the row.
在2008年的最后的一两天的时间里。
Especially in the last few days of 2018.
在开始之前，我们简单的介绍一下这个诗篇的作者。
Let us briefly introduce the author of this psalm.
摩西大约出生在大约公元前1526年。
Moses was born in 1526 years BC.
他出生在寄居在埃及的一个以色列的家庭。
He was born in an Israelite family who's living in Egypt.
在过去的几个礼拜里面，我们曾经在中文团契周五的查经中查到摩西的生平。
In the past few weeks, on Friday evening, we have discussed about the life of Moses.
摩西的一生分段分得非常的清楚。
In Moses' life, you can see there are several different very clear stages.
第一个是从出生到四十岁，他成长于埃及的皇宫。
The first stage is during his first 40 years, he grew up in the palace.
在他40岁到80岁，他在米甸的旷野放羊。
And from 40 years old to 80 years old, he was a shepherd in the wilderness of Midian.
为什么会有这样的转变呢？
Why is there such a change?
因为在他40岁的时候，他做了一件凭着血气做了一件很特别的事情。
Because when he was 40 years old, he acted something out of his flesh.
他试图帮助他的一个以色列弟兄。
He tried to help an Israelite brother.
他在冲动之下打死了一个埃及人。
As a result, he killed an Egyptian.
这样会导致了当时的法老想要杀他。
So the Pharaoh tried to kill him.
他就只好去逃亡，逃到了米甸的旷野。
And he escaped to the wilderness of Midian.
在他后来这个四十岁到八十岁这个四十年里面
，During the period from his 40 years old to 80 years old,
他的境遇一落千丈。
You can see that the circumstances was much worse than before.
他不再有优越的皇宫的生活。
He was no longer in the comfort of Egyptian palace.
他每天面对的就是一群的羊。
What he faced every day is just a herd of sheep.
我不知道摩西在他八十岁的时候想什么。
I don't know what Moses would be thinking when he was at his 80 years old.
我也经常在想，如果我能活到八十岁的时候，我在做什么。
But I have been thinking frequently what I would be doing if I am 80 years old.
但是我相信摩西大概不会想太多。
But I believe probably Moses won't think too much.
但是就在他八十岁的时候，神特别的向他显现。
But when he was at 80 years old, God appeared to him.
在他后面的最后的人生最后的四十年。
And his last 40 years of his life.
神让他带领以色列人出埃及。
God commanded him to bring out Israelites from Egypt.
我们今天看到的很多的摩西的关于摩西的图片里面，你都看到一个白发苍苍的老人举着一个杖，像是拐杖一样的。
In most of the portraits of Moses, you will see that there is an old man holding a rod.
但是就是这样看起来一个已经衰残、一个年迈的一个老人，神使用他带领了上百万的以色列人的以色列大军离开了埃及，往迦南出发。
It's such an old and old beyond his prime person that God used to bring out more than a million of Israelites.
在他120岁的时候，
When at his 120 years old,
面对着神的应许之地，
facing the land of promise of God,
他死在了摩押地。
He died at the place of Moab.
摩西的一生是大起大落的一生。
You can see that there are a lot of ups and downs in the life of Moses.
他一生也是充满了传奇的故事。
And his life is legendary.
我们刚才读的这个诗篇，从他的行文中我们可以看到是摩西在他年迈的时候写的。
The poem or the psalm that we have just read was written when he was at his old age.
在这里面他概括了他人生一生人生的一个感悟。
So it briefly described his thought about his life.
在也借着这一个诗篇也激励了后面三千多年一代又一代的信神的人。
And this psalm has encouraged generations after generations of people, of faithful people.
我想在这个2008年的最后一个主日我们来读摩西的这个诗篇会有特别的一个感受。
And I think that during the last day of this year, 2018, when we read this passage, we will have special inspiration.
我们先一起来祷告。
Let us first pray.
亲爱的天父，
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们谢谢你把我们聚集在这里。
We thank you for gathering us together.
谢谢你把我们在座的每一位平安地带过即将走完的2018。
Thank you for leading each of us safely through 2018.
我们求你的圣灵这个时候与我们同在。
We ask your Holy Spirit to be with us.
愿我们的心向你的话语打开。
May we open our hearts to your words.
愿你自己也把你的心意向我们显明。
May you show us your will.
让我们能够在这个辞旧迎新的这个日子里面。
That when we are sending 2018 away,
我们能够一方面数算你的恩典。
We could count our blessings.
另外一方面我们也能数算我们自己的日子。
And know how to count our days.
我们得到人生的智慧。
So that we have the wisdom of life.
我们感恩谢谢你。
Our thanksgiving.
求你保守我们在一起的分享。
It's given to you and ask you to preserve us.
我们这样祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名求。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在这一个诗篇里面。
In this psalm.
我们可以大概的把它看到它有很清楚的分段。
We can separate it into several passages.
在前面的六节，
The first six verses.
摩西讲到了他的人生的感悟。
Moses talked about his reflection of life.
在下面的第七到第十节，
From verse 7 to 10,
摩西给出他人生的感慨。
Moses gave his exclamation of life.
在最后的十一到十七节
，From verses 11 to 17，
摩西记载了他给神的祷告。
It talks about a prayer of Moses.
我们借着这样的一个大纲，我们来仔细的来研读这样一个诗篇。
We are going to meditate on this psalm according to this outline.
我们首先来看在这个诗篇的第一节和第二节。
Let us first read the first two verses.
这里说到主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
It says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout our generations.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
在这里，摩西发出一个感悟。
So here is a reflection of Moses.
他摩西借着这个诗篇告诉我们，我们所信的这一位神是一个永恒的神。
Moses tells us that through this psalm that actually our God is an eternal God.
我们弟兄姐妹可能会发现一个有趣的现象。
You may have observed something which is interesting.
当我们要谈人生的时候
，When we talk about life，
在圣经里面或者在我们的在这样的教会的聚会之中
，Whether it's through Bible or through gatherings in the church，
我们往往都是以神开始的。
We always started with God.
为什么是这样呢
？Why is that the case？
给大家看一段话。
I'm going to let you read such the following sentences.
这段话讲到，除非你假定有一位神，否则探讨人生目的这个问题是毫无意义的。
It says, unless you assume a God, the question of life's purpose is meaningless.
这句话有趣的是这句话的说这句话的人是谁
？The interesting thing is about the author of this phrase.
他是罗素。
It's actually Russell.
他是英国哲学家、数学家，他也是一个非常有成就的学者。
He is a philosopher, a mathematician of British kingdom, and also is a very achieved intellect.
特别注意，在这个括号里面讲到，他是一个无神论者。
If you look at the bracket there, you can see that he is an atheist.
他不是一个信靠神的人。
He's not a person who trusts in the Lord.
但是他总结出来。
But this is his conclusion.
你要探讨人生的目的。
If you want to discuss about life's purpose,
你必须首先假定有一位神。
You need to assume there's a God.
否则这个问题没有办法继续。
Otherwise, the question is meaningless.
也是正是基于这样的一个同样的一个感悟。
Based on such reflection,
摩西在他的诗篇的一开始讲到了这里一位自有永有的神。
The beginning of the Psalm of Moses talk about the eternal God.
他世世代代永不改变。
He never changed.
在下面摩西在我们跳到第五和第六节我们来看摩西在这里说你叫他们如水冲去他们如睡一觉早晨他们如生长的草。
Let us now come to verses 5 and 6. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered.
早晨生长发芽生长晚上割下枯干。
In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered.
在这两节诗篇里这 两节圣经里面 摩西描述了人的有限。
In these two verses, Moses talked about the limitation of our life.
他在这里，如果我们仔细读，这里摩西用了三个比喻来描述，来描写人生。
If you read carefully, there are three analogies given by Moses in this passage.
首先，他讲到人生如水。
The first thing is that life is like a flood.
我想，这一个在这里，我们很多的从我们过去很多的文学作品中，我们都可以看到感叹人生的时候讲到与水与浪来联系起来。
We can, for those of us who like literature, especially Chinese literature, we could see a lot of passages about life which is like water or flooding.
给大家看一个，我希望大家能看清楚这个。这个是《三国演义》的开篇词。
This is a passage in the Romance of Three Kingdoms at the beginning.
这里讲到滚滚长江东逝水，浪花淘尽英雄。
So it's the interpretation is roughly like this: Yangtze River keeps on roaring east; its waves outlast all heroes as time flows.
这个作者看到长江滚滚东流。
The author look at Yangtze River is flowing east.
他说这些英雄都被这些浪花都遮尽，淘尽了。
He said that all the heroes were outlasted by the waves.
底下他接着说是非成败转头空。
Whether it's success or failure, right or wrong, it does not matter once you turn your head.
青山依旧在，几度夕阳红。
The Green Mountain is still there, even though so many glorious sunsets have passed.
白发渔樵江渚上，惯看秋月春风。
The gray-haired fisherman in the shallow water has seen all these, be it the autumn moon or spring breeze.
一壶浊酒喜相逢。
It is more enjoyable to meet a friend like you with a jar of cheap wine.
最重要的最后一句。
The more important thing is the last verse.
古今多少事,
all those events, past or present, would be material for our joyful conversation.
这首词后来被选作《三国演义》的开篇词。
This particular poem was used as the beginning or introduction of the book, The Romance of Three Kingdoms.
它概括了在当时三国那个时代波澜壮阔的那个历史发展。
It's a summary of the history during the time of the Romance of the Three Kingdoms.
但是,
but,
古今多少事都付笑谈中。
All these events would only be good material for our joyful conversation.
也许我们觉得这个故事离我们有点远。
Perhaps you think that the story is quite far away from us.
我想弟兄姐妹分享的是,
what I would like to share with you,
在上个世纪的90年代,
in the 90s of last century,
一大批的中国留学生走进了教会, 成为了基督徒。
A lot of students from China come to church.
原因是什么?
What's the reason?
我有机会曾经跟比我们早一代的那些留学生有一些分享。
I have the opportunity to share with some of the students, which is one generation ahead of me.
他们讲到，当他们目睹了这个历史的大事件在他们身边发生，而他们无能为力改变现状的时候，他们看到了人的人生的无奈，人生如水。
They said that when they look at the historical events around them and they just could not do anything, they were helpless. They understood then that life is like water.
他们开始认真地思考人生的意义。
They really thought carefully about the meaning of life.
我们很多时候我们在感慨人在江湖身不由己。
A lot of times we felt that we are in the stream and we couldn't do much against the tide.
这也是我们的同样的一个观察，像摩西那样讲到人生如水。
And this is the observation as Moses, that is, life is but a flood.
在摩西刚才的这个第五节、第六节的经文里面，他第二个比喻，比喻到人生如梦。
The second analogy here is that life is but a dream.
给大家看一个照片。
Here I'm going to let you look at a picture.
这张照片是，大家如果注意看，这个大石头上面有两个红字。
If you read, there are two red characters on the rock there.
那写的是赤壁。
It's the Red Cliff.
在这个地方，宋朝的词人苏轼写下了一个千古绝唱。
At this place, poet 苏轼 has written a very famous poem.
他在他的一个非常著名的《赤壁怀古》里面写到他在这里的感悟。
So he talked about his reflection of life in a very famous poem. The title is The Memory of the Past in
Red Cliff.
This was used to be a place for a famous battle at the Romance of Three Kingdoms.
在这里，周瑜、诸葛亮曾经指挥了著名赤壁大战。
And at this place, there were famous generals like Zhou Yu and Zhuge Liang. They led and fight a famous and fought a famous battle there.
我今天就不给我们的翻译出难题了，我就不读那个具体的经文，那个是那个这个文字了。
So I'm probably not going to read this poem.
但是简单的给大家讲一下，这个《赤壁怀古》里面讲到。 苏轼感慨当年的周瑜年轻有为。Roughly,
Sushi was reflecting on the deeds of this general Zhou Yu when he was young there.
他一方面他有大智慧。On
the one hand, he has great wisdom.
另外一方面他娶了当时最著名的美女。
And on the other hand, he was just married to a famous most beautiful, beautiful girl at that time.
他可以说是人生的大赢。
So you can see that he is a big winner of life.
在这个词的最后。
But at the last few verses of the poem, there.
苏轼感慨。
So 苏轼 the author.
他说到人生如梦，一尊还酹江月。
He said that life is but a dream. Let me just sprinkle a cup of wine as an offer to the moon.
这里讲到人生如梦。
It talks about life is but a dream.
Okay. 或许你觉得这也太久远。
Maybe you think that this is also too far away from us.
但是确实我们有很多的朋友也跟我们感慨，真的是人生如梦。
But actually, a lot of people have shared with us that really life is but a dream.
我们曾经认识一对朋友。
We once know a couple.
他们在这个是就是2000年前后，他们2000年前后来到美国。
They came to U.S. around 2000.
他们那个时候放弃了他们在中国北京非常优越的生活。
They gave up their comfort life at Beijing.
他们当时的初衷就是说要给他们的孩子，他们唯一的儿子，创造一个非常优越的读书的环境。
The only reason they came is to create a good environment for their son at high school.
所以他们移民到了美国。
So they immigrated to U.S.
带着一个非常美好的一个愿望。
With a great wish.
但是现实是残酷的。
However, the reality is cruel.
他们为了在这边生活。
To be able to sustain their life here.
他们的他们夫妻要两地分居在两个不同的地方工作。
The husband and wife have to be separated at different places to work.
就在这个中间一方出轨。
And during this time, one of them has affair.
一个完美的，在别人看起来曾经完美的家庭，最后分崩离析。
A family which was once perfect is now splitted.
在后来，他们跟我们感慨说
：“So later on, when they met us,
这一切都像是一场梦。
They said that all of these are just like a dream.
他们曾经想给他孩子创造一个美好的生活。
They tried to create a good life for their kid.
但是很快，孩子发现自己的父亲和母亲已经不可能再生活在一起。
But pretty soon, their son noticed that their parents could no longer live together.”
我们很多人生很多时候是这样无奈。
Life is just like this.
我们没有办法，一切都在我们的掌握之中。
We cannot control everything.
在刚才的这个第五节、第六节的经文里面
，In verses 5 and 6，
摩西第三个感慨，感慨人生如草。
The third reflection of Moses is that life is like a grass.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，我们想到草的时候，你想到了什么
？I don't know what you can think of grass.
我们看看我们外面的小草是那么的卑微。
Let us look at the grass outside of this church. They are humble.
似乎没有基本上没有什么选择。
They don't have too much choices.
摆脱不了生死存亡的规律。
They could not get rid of the circle of life and death.
但是这就是我们面对的人生。
But this is the life that we were facing.
在这两节的经文里面，摩西发出的感慨，是从一个有限的人的角度来看我们的人生。
The exclamation of Moses in these two verses is that we should look at life from a limited point of view.
但是如果我们再回头看第三节、第四节的话
，But if we look back to verses 3 and 4，
第三节讲到你使人归于尘土，说你们要世人要归回。
You turn people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals."
第四节，在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。
Verse 4, a thousand years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night.
在这里。摩西透过永恒看有限。
Over here, Moses looked at the limitation of life through eternal.
这里他看到了人生是很简单的事。
Through eternity, And over here, life is just a simple thing.
在我们都很熟悉的古典名著《红楼梦》里面。
We all know of this famous novel in China that is The Dream of Red Chamber.
它里面借着贾宝玉的口感叹人生是赤条条来去五千。
It talked about the exclamation of the antagonist, 贾宝玉 there. He said that we come here naked and there's nothing to be worried about.
在同样的在的圣经里面，在约伯记第一章二十一节
，There is similar exclamation in the book of Job.
约伯说到：“我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。”
Job said that I came to this world naked from the womb of my mother, and I would leave this world naked as well.
在后面，约伯感慨：“赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。”
Job said that it's the Lord who gave and it's the Lord who took away. The Lord's name should be praised.
世人只看到了人生的简单无奈。
People could only look at the life of human being as kind of simple and nothing helpless.
是当有神在的时候，这一切都不一样。
But when God is there, things will change.
同样的，在这里摩西也借着从有永恒看有限，他看到了人生的短暂。
When you look at the limitness of life through eternity, you can see the shortness of the life as well.
Okay, 在这里讲到说看的摩西说，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的已经。
Moses said, "A thousand years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night."
在彼得后书第三章八节也讲到。
In the second Peter, chapter 3, verse 8,
就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
It says that in the sight of the Lord, 1,000 years are like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years.
同样的，当我们的生命与这个永恒挂起钩来的时候，一切都不再一样。
Similarly, when we are connected to this eternity, our life is connected to eternity, things will be different.
在我刚才读的诗篇的第二部分，摩西发出了他的感慨。
The second point of the outline, it talks about Moses' exclamation.
在第七节，他说：“我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊。”
Verse 7, it said that we are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation.
在这里，诗人提到了罪人必须要面对从神来的愤怒。
It talked about the sinners who must face the wrath of God.
在第八节
，Verse 8,
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
在这里提到了一切的罪在神面前都无所遁形。
It means that sin cannot be hidden from God.
我们没有办法，很多时候我们跟人讲说你知我知。
A lot of times we will say that you know and I know.
实际上神知道所有的。
But actually God knows everything.
我们一切的罪恶没有办法在神面前隐藏。
We cannot hide our sins from God.
在第九节、第十节，第九节这讲到，我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
From verses 9 to 10, the ninth, all our days pass away under your wrath.We finish our years with a mourn.
在第十节，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。但其中所惊夸的，不过是劳苦成烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Verse 10, our days may come to 70 or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
这里摩西感慨空虚无奈的苦短人生。
Moses here exclaims about the shortness and the helpless of life.
每次读到这样的经文的时候，我就想到我自己。
Each time when I read this passage, I would think about myself.
我的生日在每年的年底。
My birthday is usually at the end, or is at the end of the year.
所以我经常在过生日的时候，就正好我需要反思这一年的日子。
So each time when I'm having my birthday, I will reflect on my life.
我可以跟弟兄姐妹分享的是，
I would like to share with you.
在30岁以前没什么感觉。
I don't have too much feeling before I was 30 years old.
但是30岁那个生日对我来说是第一个非常特别的生日。
And to me, the 30th birthday is very special for me.
那一个生日的时候，我想到了一句岳飞《满江红》里面的一句。
I thought about a phrase of a poem of the general Yue Fei.
30功名尘与土，8000里路云和月。
It says about 30 years of achievement is but a dust, and but it takes 8,000 mileage of hard work and journey under the cloud and moon.
那个时候我正在苦苦地挣扎为我的博士学位。
At that time, I was struggling for my PhD degree.
功与名是远远地谈不上。
So not much achievement could be talked about.
虽然是从中国到美国走过的远远地超过8000里路。
But actually, I traveled more than 8,000 miles from China.
但是从30岁以后。
But after 30 years old?
每次过生日，我都想到刚才读的这个第90篇第十节。
Each time when I was having my birthday, I would think about the Psalm of Moses.
当我在35岁的生日的时候，我就跟我的一个教会的一个弟兄感慨。
At 30 years old birthday, I shared with a friend at the church.
我跟他说，我可能要走人生的下半段。I
said that perhaps I'm going to the second half of my life.
当我过40岁生日的时候，我就非常确定的，我已经开始走人生的下半段。When
I was 40 years old, I was pretty certain that I'm going through the second half of my life.
过去几年，我已经不考虑这个问题了。
In the last few years, I didn't even think about the problem.
如果我们只看我们自己,
if we just look at ourselves,
我们只看七八十年的苦短岁月,
you could only see 70 or 80 years of age.
但是有谁能够想到,
but who could think about?
80岁的摩西可以被神如此的重用。
A Moses at 80 years old could be used so much by God.
他在肉体衰残的那个时候,
even though his physical body was weak,
他带领百万的大军,
he led more than 1 million people.
在旷野中有40年的行军,
in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以我们在这样的境况之中,
so under such circumstances,
我们不仅仅是看到摩西的感慨,
we could see not just the exclamation of Moses,
我们要看到摩西背后的那一位掌权的神。
We should look at God who is at the background.
我们在这世界的日子是，
our days in this world is limited.
但是我们因着我们认识神， 我们在有限的这个年岁通向永恒。
But because we know God, we are linked with eternity.
在我们刚才读的经文的最后，
in the scripture that we have read, the last part of it,
记载了摩西的祈求与代祷。It
recorded a prayer of Moses.
在这个经文的十一节，摩西向神祷告说：“谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？”
Verse 11, if only we knew the power of your anger, your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due.
在摩西的祷告中，他向神祈求有智慧的人生。
In Moses' prayer, he asked God to grant the wisdom of life.
人生的智慧的第一步,
the first part of the wisdom of life
是敬畏神,
is to fear the Lord.
人生, 智慧的第二步,
the second part of it
是在12节里面,
it's in verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子, 叫我们得着智慧的心。
Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
这里讲到我们要数算自己的日子。
It talks about to number our days.
或者说我们， 这里英文有两个翻译， 一个是number， 一个是count。
Or count our days.
我们珍惜我们在这世上的日子。
We should cherish every day that we have in this world.
在， 在这下来，摩西有向神有四个祷告。
And there are four prayer or intercession of Moses following this.
第一个祷告记载在在十三节。
The first one is recorded in verse 13.
耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。
We land, Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants.
在这里，摩西求神的赦免。
Over here, God asked for God's, Moses asked for God's forgiveness.
摩西是一个与神非常亲近的人。
Moses is a man who is very close to God.
但是我们看到他常常的是来到神面前祈求神的赦免。
But we see that he comes to God to ask for his forgiveness frequently.
我也有机会跟弟兄姐妹分享。
I have the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters.
像在使徒保罗这样与神亲近的神的仆人
，Just like Paul, who is so close to God,
他也感慨他自己是罪人中的罪魁。
Even him exclaimed that he is the most, the greatest sinners among sinners.
当我们真正的来到神面前的时候
，If we really come to God sincerely,
我们会越来越看到自己的污秽。
We will see more and more of our dirtiness or sin.
我们需要这位大能的神的赦免。
We need Almighty God's forgiveness.
这是摩西向神的第一个祷告。
This is the first prayer of Moses to God.
摩西向神的第二个祷告，在十四节，和十五节，求你使我早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我一生一世欢呼喜乐。
The second prayer of Moses.Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的岁月叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad for us as many days as you have afflicted us for as many years as we have been troubled.
在这里，摩西向神祷告，我们要有从神来的喜乐。
Moses prayed to God that we should have the joy from the Lord.
2018年可能对我们教会这个大家庭是一个非常特别的一年。
2018 is a very special year for our church.
我们很多的肢体生病。
A lot of brothers and sisters have physical weakness and are sick.
我们有姐妹诊断白血病。
We have sisters who have been diagnosed with leukemia.
我们中间有好几位年长的弟兄姐妹，或者是我们弟兄姐妹的父母患癌症。
A lot of elderly brothers and sisters or their parents were diagnosed with cancer.
我们刚知道我们的查克牧师他们一家有三位老人得癌症。
We have just heard that in our Pastor Chuck's family, three elderly people were diagnosed with cancer.
他的爷爷和他的父母。
Their grandfather and also parents.
我们中间有刚生出来的小 baby 就需要做开胸手术。
And among us, we have newborn baby who need a lot of operation.
这些都是受苦的日子和遭难的岁月。
These are days of trouble.
但是摩西在祷告，我们在这个中间，我们要有喜乐。
But Moses prayed that even among these, we should have joy.
这个当我们有神同在的时候，环境不能压垮我们。
When we have God with us, the circumstances or environments could not suppress us.
今年2018对我们一家也是特别的一年。
And to my family, 2018 is also very special.
在农历春节的前两个礼拜。
Two weeks before the Chinese New Year.
我的妈妈的眼睛因突然就视网膜脱落。
My mother's the retina of my mother's eyes suddenly fell.
因为医生的误诊，错过了最佳的这样的手术的时间。
Because of doctor's poor diagnosis, we missed the best opportunity to have operation.
等他在做手术的时候，他已经没有办法恢复他的视力。
When the operation was done, she was no longer.Able to recover her vision.
所以她现在的右眼是失明的。
So essentially, her right eye could not see.
当时她做了手术的时候， 因为那个时候在学习中间，我不能回去，我就打电话给他。
During that time, because I was working, I could only phone her.
我在打电话之前，我在祷告，跟神求神祷告，说让神给我话语，我怎么样去安慰我的母亲。
I prayed to the Lord that He might grant me the wisdom to talk to my mother.
但是当我们在电话中的时候
，But when we were at phone,
我妈妈跟我讨论讲的最多的是，她在那个病房之中，怎么给她旁边的那个病友传福音。
What my mother shared with me the most is about how she was able to spread the gospel among her hospital room.
她说在她的病友有一个女士，年纪比我还小。
She said that next to her bed there was a young girl.
就是说她的我妈妈的原话就是说她的这个姓他的年龄就是他的比他自己比我妈妈他比他孩子还要小。
So according to the words of my mother, this girl's age was actually younger than my kids.
但是他们病房看到他们的时候，就都说这个七十多岁的老人比那精神状态比这个不到四十岁的年轻人精神要好。
But the visitors, when they came, they would say that my mother, who is more than 70 years old, actually had better spirit than this girl whose age is less than 40 years old.
我妈妈就讲到她怎么样跟她传福音。
So my mother talked about how to bear witness to her.
一个自己刚刚失明的人，把希望、把亮光带给了一个生活在黑暗中的人。
A person who had just become blind tried to bring the light to a person in darkness.
他在每天早晨，在他跪在病床上祷告的时候，他要为他的病友提名祷告。
Each morning when she knelt down and prayed, she would always pray for the girl or other sick people in her room.
当他快出院的时候
，Just before she was released from the hospital，
她带领这个姐妹做了决志祷告。
She brought this sister to Christ in a prayer。
所以在我跟我妈妈的电话的这样的交谈之中
，So when I was communicating with my mom through phone，
她没有讲到她自己失明的这个痛苦。
She didn't talk about the pain of her new disease that is blindness。
她讲到了结果子的喜悦。
She only talked about the joy of bearing fruit.
我只能说这样的喜乐是从神来的。
I could only say that such joy came from the Lord only.
在诗篇九十篇的第十六节。
In Psalm 90 verse 16,
摩西向神祷告说：“愿你的作为向你的仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他子孙显明。”
Moses prayed that may your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children.
在这个祷告里面
，In this prayer,
摩西祷告说，经历我们要经历信仰的传承。
Moses was saying that we should experience the inheritance of faith.
我们不仅我们自己要经历这一位神。
Not that we should experience with our God, but actually our kids as well.
我们期盼。我们的神向我们自己显现。
Our Lord appeared to us.
我们有第一手的经历。
We have the first-hand experience.
更重要的是
，The more important thing is.
我们神的荣耀向我们的子孙来显明。
The splendor of our Lord should be given to our children as well.
今天对于教会长大的第二代
，To us for the second generation among us.
他们的挑战在于他们以后读离开家以后。
Their challenge comes when they leave this family.
很多的年轻人，第二代在教会成长大的第二代的年轻人都流失了。
A lot of young people in our second generation were lost to this world.
但是
，But
如果他们自己亲身的经历了这一位神的伟大
，If they have first-hand experience of the greatness of our Lord，
他们自己经历了神的作为。
If they have experienced the deed of God Himself,
这个神就会成为他们自己的神。
God, our God, will become their own Lord,
而不仅仅是他父母的神。
Not just the law of their parents.
我也期盼我们中间的年轻的第二代，你们很快你们会成为一个神国的中坚力量。
And I really wish that our second generation here would be the soldiers and people in kingdom of God.
在这个诗篇的最后
，the last part of the psalm.
第十七节，摩西祷告说：“愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的工。”
Verse 17, May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us, establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
我们手所做的工，愿你坚立。
Yes, establish the work of our hands.
在这里，摩西向神做出他第四个祷告。
Here, Moses gave the fourth prayer to our God.
让我们要彰显神的荣耀。
That is to establish the favor of God.
我们要借着我们手里所做的工，我们要荣耀神。
In the work that we have done to glorify God.
这里我们讲到不仅仅是在教会聚会的时候。
It talks about not just the meeting in our church.
凡是我们手所做的工。
But whatever work of our hands.
在我们的办公室里面
，whether is in our office，
我们的教室中间
，in our class，
我们的实验室里面
，in our lab，
我们的家里面
，in our family，
我们教会的厨房里面
，in the kitchen here at the church，
我们的儿童的教室里面
，in our children's classroom，
我们的大堂里面
，in our congregation hall，
我们手里所做的工要荣耀我们的神
，May the work of our hands glorify our God。
是摩西在神面前的祷告。
This is a prayer of Moses in front of our Lord.
我们刚才讲到这个诗篇九十篇，在是摩西在他老年的时候，可能在他人生已经快走到他人生终点的时候写的。
We have mentioned that this psalm was written by Moses at the later stage of his life.
他神给他的一个使命就是要带领以色列人进到牛奶与蜜之地。
The calling of God to Moses is to bring Israelites to this land of milk.
摩西始终没有忘记这个。
This land of milk and honey, and this is a calling that Moses never forgot.
在《申命记》里的第十一章到第十二节，十一章十一到十二节记载到。
In Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse 11 to 12.
摩西。你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地。
Moses said, "But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks rain from heaven."
是耶和华你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
It is a land the Lord your God cares for.The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to its end.
我们同样的，我们今天每一位信靠神的人，我们要走的路就是像当年要面对的去迦南的路一样。
Similarly, for each one of us in the faith of God, we are going to go through this journey as the people of the past.
我们的一切是耶和华我们的神所眷顾的。
All of us come from God.
从岁首到年终
From the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
我们神的眼目常与我们同在。
May our Lord be with us.
今天已经是2018年的倒数第二天。
Today is the second last day of 2018.
再过一天，这个就会翻过去。
One more day, the calendar will be switched.
我想借着一个特别的一个主日，我们来思考。
I hope that during this special Sunday, we will meditate.
我们到底面对的是一个终点呢？
Whether we are facing the end point, the terminal point,
还是一个起点？
Or is the beginning, the starting point?
讲到终点，讲我们很快2018将成为历史。
When we talk about the end, 2018 will become history soon.
在2018，我们可能有很多有成功，有失败。
Perhaps we have some success and some failure.
有喜乐的事情，也有不开心的事情。
We have our joy and our pain in 2018.
这些都将过去。
But these will all pass.
摆在我面前的。
Ahead of us.
是一个新的起点。
It's a new starting point.
我们感谢神给我们的 每一年能有这个机会，我们再重新的来站在一个起点上。
We thank our Lord because each year He gave us an opportunity to renew ourselves at the starting point.
虽然我们有失败，很多时候我们要读圣经，我们可能一年过去，埃及还没有出得了。
Even though we fail a lot of times, maybe each year at the end of the year, we still couldn't get beyond Exodus in our biblical studying.
在新约里面，我们迷失在罗马。
Maybe in the New Testament, we are always confined before the book of Romans.
但是
，But
这个不应该成为羁绊，我们继续往前走的。
This should not be something which stopped us.
我们一定要。不管怎么样，我们要站在一个新的起点上。
We should always go to the starting point.
我们重新的来面对自己。
To look at ourselves anew.
我们借着今天的这个诗篇，我们也来提醒我们自己。
And we remind us through this psalm.
一方面，我们数点我们即将过去的2018。
On the one hand, we count our blessings in 2018.
另外一方面，我们数点我们即将面对的2019。
On the other hand, we should count ourselves and prepare ourselves for 2019.
今天我想给弟兄姐妹有一个特别的挑战。
And today I would like to give you a challenge.
似乎也是一个比较老套的一个操作。
Perhaps it's not really new.
我们假设我们每个人都有一张这个卡片。
Perhaps you have a card in your hand.
我希望我们来思考我们怎么样去来在神面前设计我们的新年的愿景。
And I would like to ask you to prepare your New Year resolution.
我们可以来以这个数算自己的日子为一个主题。
The theme will be how to count our days.
我请弟兄姐妹我请贵弟兄帮我把那个有一个小卡片给大家发一下。
In fact, I would ask Brother Gray to pass along the card.
在这个卡片上，你可以把它分成四个部分。
It will be separated into four parts.
这个四个部分就是正好是回应摩西在诗篇九十篇里面的祷告。
And these are in response to the prayer of Moses in Psalm 90.
第一部分，我们祈求神的赦免。
The first part is to ask for God's forgiveness.
我们很多时候，我们在捆绑在失败之中。
A lot of time, we are confined by failure.
我请挑战我们的弟兄姐妹。
And I would like to challenge brothers and sisters here.
你抓住一个你觉得最让你最困扰你的一个罪。
You hold on, take notice of the sin which really bothered you.
你把它写在这里。
And you write down here.
求神来带领我们。
Ask God to guide us and lead us.
在2019年胜过这样一个捆绑。
To be victorious over this constraint of sin in 2019.
这个可能是我们的信心的软弱。
Perhaps it's the weakness in our faith.
可能是我们对得罪我们的人不愿意饶恕。
Perhaps it's our willingness to forgive people who sinned against us.
也可能是网络色情对我们的捆绑。
Perhaps is the pornography in the internet.
也可能是我们的懒惰与软弱。
Perhaps is our laziness or weakness.
我们期盼你挑一个你认为最困扰你的，把它写下来。
And I ask you to write down the one which is bothering you most here.
我需要特别强调一点，这个新年的愿景是你与神的立约。
And I would like to emphasize this is the covenant that you made with our God.
你不需要与其他人分享。
You need not to share with other people.
你可以把你所要写的写下来。
You just write down what you need.
你夹在你的圣经之中，或者你的灵修笔记之中。
Put it in your Bible.
你不需要和其他的弟兄姐妹来分享。
You don't need to share with brothers and sisters.
在这个第二个部分，你可以借着摩西的第二个祷告提醒我们。在这个也可以写有怎么样有从神来的喜乐。
The second part here talks about having joy from God.
也许神让你在2018年经历了一个特别大的难处。
Maybe God has let you experience great troubles in this 2018.
你可以在2019年求神带领你在这个难处之中经历喜乐。
You can ask God to give you joy in these difficulties.
第三部分，你可以写自己向神的一个祈求，怎么样经历一个信仰的传承。
The third part is about experiencing the inheritance of faith.
一方面，我们每一个人，我们要自己经历神。
On the one hand, we should have the experience of God firsthand.
另一方面，我们要为我们的这信仰的传承来特别的向神祷告。
On the other hand, we should talk about the inheritance of our faith.
我们做父母的，我们可以为我们的孩子们祈求神。
For parents, we could pray for our kids.
让他们经历一个属灵的一个复兴。
That they may experience a spiritual revival.
我们中间，除非是你有特别清楚你有领受真的恩赐的弟兄或者姐妹。
And for us, unless you have a clear guidance from the Lord that you will be not marrying,
否则就请你也为你未来的家庭，你未来的配偶也来祷告。
In other words, unless you have the gift of being single, you should pray for your future spouse.
在第四部分，我们可以与神立约，我们怎么样在2019年我们彰显神的荣耀。
The fourth part is about how to glorify God in 2019.
我们可以是讲一点我们在工作中。
You can talk about things at work.
或者我们的家庭之中。
Or in our family.
或者是我们的服事之中。
Or in our serving.
所有的这些，你每一个，你可以尝试只写一点。
You can just write a little bit about each of the points.
我们来看神怎么作为。
And we can see how our God works among us.
我想最后想跟弟兄姐妹分享我自己的故事。
Finally, I would like to share with you my own story.
大家可能很多弟兄姐妹知道，我和我的太太是，我们从11岁开始就是同班同学，一直到高中毕业。
A lot of you probably know that me and my wife were classmates since 11 years old.
我的太太在信主之前，她非常喜欢读琼瑶的爱情小说。
Before my wife became a Christian, she was attracted to the novels of the author 琼瑶。
我们两个的故事写出来比任何的一本琼瑶小说都要精彩。
But actually, if you write down the story of us, it will be more interesting than the story of 琼瑶。
所以弟兄姐妹可能想当然认为我们的婚姻一定很幸福。
So you might think that our marriage is really a very happy one.
王子和公主并没有过上幸福的生活。
But actually, the prince and the princess might not have gone through all the beautiful lives.
我们结婚之后有过争吵，有过各种各样的问题。
We have quarrels and different types of problems after marriage.
在2005年的时候，甚至我们走到了一个非常非常危险的情况。
In 2005, actually, there was time of real difficulties.
那个时候，我觉着我的心里是对他是一往情深。
I thought that at least in my heart, I really loved her.
他也觉着他心里只有我。
She also felt the same way too.
但是，我们的日子很难过下去。
But our life was really difficult.
我不知道怎么办。
I didn't know what to do.
在2005年的最后一天。
During the last day of 2005.
那个时候我们住在一个 two-bedroom apartment 里面。
At that time we were at a two-bedroom apartment.
我自己躲在一个卫生间里面。
I hid myself in the restroom.
我向神来祷告。
I prayed to the Lord.
做出了我这一辈子最重要的一个 New Year Resolution.
It's the most important New Year Resolution of my life.
我跟神祷告说。
I pray to the Lord.
我说主啊，我已经没有办法了。
I said, Lord, I really couldn't do much.
我求你在2006年。
I ask you to guide me in 2006.
你帮助我。
Help me.
你让我用我太太能够接受的方式来爱她。
That I may be able to love my wife.In the way that is acceptable to her.
一个简简单单的祷告。
Just a simple prayer.
简简单单的新年的愿景。
A simple resolution.
彻底地改变了我们两个的生活。
Has completely changed our life.
我们在读书的时候，我们的牧师曾提醒我们说
，When we were studying, when we are school at school, my pastor always reminded us.
对美国，在美国的留学生，中国留学生来说
，Among the Chinese students in U.S.
婚姻中面对危机的有三种情况。
There were three crises faced by them in U.S.
在三种情况下，婚姻会面临极大的危机。
In other words, there are three situations in which marriage may be at risk.
第一是生孩子。
The first one is giving birth to a baby.
第二是父母探亲。
The second thing is the visitation of parents.
第三是买房子。
The third thing is buying a house.
2006年，这三件事我们家全部同时经历。
This happened to us during 2006.
在2006年末的时候，我太太突然跟我感慨说。
At the end of 2006, my wife suddenly said to me,
她说我们的婚姻好像彻底的被更新了一样。
She said that it seems that our marriage has been completely renewed.
那个时候我才想起我前年年底跟神的祷告。
And then it came to my mind of my prayer during 2005.
我把这个故事分享给我们的弟兄姐妹。
I share with you this story.
我们的神是可以做大事的神。
Is to tell you that our God is a God of a big vision.
我们的神是赐能力、赐希望的神。
He is the one who granted us strength and hope.
只要你愿意把你的难处交给他。
If only you can hand over your difficulties to him.
我们期盼着我们弟兄姐妹借着这样一个新年的愿景，我们来经历神。
I hope that you can experience God more in this New Year resolution.
你可以把这个夹在你的圣经之中。
You can put this resolution in your Bible.
在2019年，你常常的来思想你跟神所做的这些祷告。
And during 2019, you may think about the prayer that you have made to God.
在你2019年的年末的时候。
And at the end of 2019,
你可以来数算看神做了什么这样的事情。
You can count the things God have done to you.
看在这个300多天的日子里面，神让你经历了什么
？Through these more than 300 days, what God has caused you to experience.
愿神带领我们每一位。
May God guide each one of us.
如果我们中间还有不认识主耶稣的弟兄朋友们
，If you still do not know God among us,
你也可以向我们所信的这一位神做你的祷告。
You can still pray to our God, the one that we trusted.
因为我们的神说，凡寻找的必找着。
And because God has said that the one who seek will find.
我们的神是一个又真又活的神。
Our Lord is a living God.
愿你们也能够早一天能够经历到他。
May you also experience His gracefulness during your life.
愿神也在2019年带给我们每一位一个崭新的开始。
May our God grant us a new day in this new year.
让我们能够这个教会也能够一起一个成为一个大家庭，一起来继续的经历神。
May our church become a big family to experience God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父阿爸天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
在这个2018年的年末的时候
，At the end of 2018，
我们读到摩西的诗篇
，We have studied the Psalm of Moses。
他提醒让我们反思我们的人生
He reminds us to reflect on our life
也提醒我们数算我们自己的日子
And reminds us to count our days
愿你的智慧充满我们一位
May your wisdom be with us
愿你的恩典与我们同在
May your grace be with us
让每一位都能够真真实实的经历你
So that we can really experience you
让我们不要虚度在世的每一天
That we might live in vanity
求你也祝福你的儿女们。
May you bless your children.
你按照你所在圣经应许的，你加下赐下你的恩典，赐下你的能力。
Grant your wisdom and strength according to the promise of the Bible.
让我们中间软弱的得到刚强。
So that those weak among us will be strengthened.
让我们在病痛之中的我们经历到你的同在。
Those of us who are in illness would experience you.
我们在软弱之中的，我们经历到你的带领与提醒。
And in our weakness, we would experience your guidance.
你加强我们的信心。
Grant us a stronger faith.
让我们能够更加的认识你。
So that we can know you more.
让你的教会也能够成为你的精兵。
that the church could be a soldier for you.
让受伤的灵魂在这里能够得到医治，得到安慰。
And those souls who are hurt will be healed in you.
愿你的爱充满你的教会。
May your love fill this church.
愿你的恩典与我每一位同在。
May your grace be with each one of us.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.